99.7 DJX.
Well, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi.
Taylor Swift broke Instagram yesterday.
Figured.
If you were trying to get on Instagram yesterday afternoon, you're like, wow, man, what's going on?
Wow.
It was because Taylor literally broke Instagram with her live feed. So remember, she was like announced that she was going to talk about some stuff. Yesterday afternoon. So, yeah,
just share some stuff if you're free.
Right. So, she did right around 5, and she wound up, like, locking up Instagram for a good several hours. So, that was that. She announced that she's got a new album coming out called Lover on 8/23, and you're like, why 8/23? She answered that.
The album is called Lover. It's coming out August 23rd. And an easy way to remember that date is that August is the 8th month, and then 23, 2 plus 3, so you just add it all together. 8 plus 2 plus 3 equals I'm obnoxious.
13.
So, oh, yeah. She's obnoxious.
Everything, you know, if you just want to remember that by like, oh, it adds up to 13. There's an easy way to do it.
Okay, so there you go.
Wowie, wow, wow.
I know. I like everything with her is an Easter egg. Everything.
So like, wait, what day of the week is that? Is that like a day?
I'm sure it is.
That
I don't know.
Music is typically released, or are they like doing some sort of special thing to keep with their little 13 thing?
Well, it's Friday.
Okay.
Her album's Friday.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it'd be coming out on Friday. All right.
Okay.
So, all right. Which,
she's extra,
by the way,
and I'm glad she acknowledged she's obnoxious.
Yeah, she released a new song last night. We'll play it a couple times this morning for you on 99.7 DJX. So. Plus, got a bunch of stuff to do on the show. Everything from Florida to Family Secrets to Steak and Suds. And I was thinking that Free Movie Friday. So we've got movies to give away. We've got the Steak and Suds. We've got the Billie Eilish to get you in the last day on that. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And I was even thinking that maybe we do a round of like dad jokes, you laugh, you lose a little bit later on in the show, too.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not strong. I'm not strong in that. That's my weak. It's my kryptonite.
No, I know.
It's my kryptonite.
If there's one thing that I could think that I could probably win at against you, it's certainly not trivia.
No.
And it's certainly not boy band knowledge.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe in dad joke telling.
I've been tickled all week.
Yes. So, anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get to on the show.
Just don't bring...
Don't tickle you in that way?
Don't bring a grasshopper named Steve joke at me.
I know, that was...
Still,
that's still like, killing you. Just, I don't understand.
Just a grasshopper named Steve
sure.
is funny. With the joke... Okay.
All right.
That's my kryptonite.
All right. Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes.
It's going to be great.
What not to do when you want candy.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, no, candy's delicious.
I know, it really is.
And I get it.
All right, so
okay.
That's coming up. Give us just about 10 minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Should we whip our sports out early?
Wow.
Okay.
That's just a little warning.
Yeah. Just,
forewarning.
Right. Of course, the Toronto Raptors. Captured Canada's first NBA championship last night, beating the Warriors, two-time defending champions, 114 to 110.
Oh.
Game 6.
Okay.
That was last night. In other sports news.
Sportsy.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Am I supposed to know something? I don't know something.
Well, John Calipari, Coach Calipari from obviously UK, he's staying with the Wildcats.
Well,
for the foreseeable future, signing
a
10-year contract.
Yeah, that means forever.
Yeah.
Forever and forever.
So good for him.
And I'm going to go ahead and say that my husband and my son are practically best friends with him now.
Yeah, they did a camp over there, didn't they?
Father-son camp, yeah. And this year, they did it last year, and Coach Cal couldn't stay all that long because he had to fly out and recruit. But this time, he stayed like the whole time. He was having dinner with the guys, walking around. He encouraged everyone to come up and talk and hang and that kind of thing. So
there you go.
Really, really great. So... Great experience. Good to see Coach Cal is staying put forever and forever and forever.
10-year contract.
Wow.
So there you go. That's your sports news here. Because when you want sports, you come to the Sports Authority. That's Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar coming up. Small examples of what not to do when you want candy. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your grandpa's car because you want candy, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, don't do that. Grandpa's car?
Yeah. Oh, should I say he's four?
Four-year-old boy who went on a bit of a joyride through part of Blaine. He took his grandpa's keys and drove to a nearby gas station.
Yeah. Four-year-old Minnesota boy took his great-grandfather's SUV for a drive.
I have a question. How did he reach the pedals?
And how fast were you going? Do you know?
I hit this gas brake.
I hit the gas brake.
The gas brake.
Like that.
Okay.
And what were you, where were you going?
To the gas station.
How come?
Because I have Reese's.
Out of Reese's?
He wanted
Reese's. Some Reese's?
His name is Sebastian. Oh, he used Sebastian. His grandfather's walker to grab the keys from a wall hook.
Oh,
Tuesday
my God.
Morning, about 8:30, Sebastian put a real scare into his family when he took off in the SUV.
Yep. How'd you get him down?
How'd you get him down?
Sebastian demonstrated how he pulled it off, using great-grandpa Roy's walker to grab the keys from wall hooks.
Uh-huh.
And when no one was watching, he bounded into the driver's seat and was off.
Yeah.
He drove an SUV?
He did. He hit it several mailboxes, dinged a tree during the drive.
Gosh.
No one was hurt, thankfully.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So,
what gives a four-year-old the idea to drive a car to go get Reese's?
Well, here's the thing. You've had that candy urge before, right?
Yeah, no.
Poor Sebastian had that urge and had no idea how to handle it.
Sebastian's next level.
this criminal bug in the bud because that's not
boding well for them.
In 10 years, we're going to be talking about Sebastian, who's...
he's adorable now, but this penchant for crime at the age of four,
it's
worrisome.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your great-grandpa's car because you want candy...
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay.
I feel like he's like the baby version of like Danny Ocean. From the Ocean's 11, 12, 13 movies. I feel like that's where it starts.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
That's Side of the Bar, guys.
Oh, my God.
On 99.7 DJX.
Lee K Show.
Coming up here in just a minute, it is the brand new Taylor Swift song. You need to just be quiet. Calm down. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's called Calm Down.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
You need to just calm down.
All right.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 606-51 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
Feel good. All right, from Florida, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So there was police officer Michaela Edwards. She was driving, patrolling, came across a family with a broken down car in the drive-thru of a Taco Bell. Now, here's the thing. It was a mother, broken down car, three hungry kids, enough money for only one meal, and they were actually like standing in the drive-thru, so like the car broke down and they were still walking through the drive-thru to try to like get enough food. So anyways, so she comes over and finds out what was happening, helps move their car into a parking spot, and then buys dinner for the family there at Taco Bell. Yeah,
that's sweet.
Yeah, and you know, she says, "Hey, she was having a hard time. I guess, you know, probably just said, you know, she said God told her, hey, you need to just buy this family food. You need to help them make their night better." And she's like, you know, people think police just arrest people, and it's like, no, we serve the community.
No,
so.
and that's why we love finding these stories, because they're happening everywhere.
Yeah, and that also leads us to a reason to play this Taco Bell cheesy fries commercial.
Oh, my gosh.
Promise
me,
no more open mic nights. Call you back.
Yeah. Taste of you, Darren Criss.
Excuse me. What was that? You have a real gift, kid.
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
This is a commercial.
I'm just nobody, okay?
You're wrong. You're a star.
This is Darren Criss.
We're rolling.
And come they're making
on,
a
kid.
Taco Bell movie. Brought me
to my knees. Oh, yeah.
That's the best jingle I ever heard.
I just like singing about Mexican spices.
You're the love of my life.
The
nacho,
cheese fries.
Are the love of his life.
Zach, listen.
You ready for this?
He becomes a big star.
Yes.
Nacho
fries forever, yes.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm a golden god.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a golden god.
Yeah. But wait.
Oh. Wait, limited time? Hang on.
What is this?
What is this?
Limited time only? What does that mean?
He sees the ad. It says limited time only now.
Warm nacho cheese sauce. Nothing!
It's just such a emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, it is.
You can only write about what I love.
All right, so there you go.
I need them to make that an actual full-length movie. I would watch it.
So, you know, a whole feel-good roller coaster there starts with the Taco Bell drive-thru and the police officer ends with Darren Criss singing about nacho cheese fries.
As Zach Collins.
I feel like that's the A Star is Born for 2019.
Absolutely.
It really is.
It is. It looks so good.
We've got that posted up at WDJX.com if you want to see it. Anyways, that's your feel good on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You got a shot coming up at the Billie Eilish. This is the last day for that, because then on Monday, we get you in on Taylor Swift, a private musical event happening in New York City for that. But right now, up on the website at WDJX.com, you can get in on a exclusive VIP summer shark experience at the Newport Aquarium. We're going to send you up to Cincinnati, or at least Newport, and experience the sharks there at the Newport Aquarium. You can meet the new baby shark up there at the Newport Aquarium.
Do.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Right, at WDJX.com, so you can get in on that coming up on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 616-51. It's going to be up to about 79 today, and then rain and storms rolling in for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. So that's according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. But man, did you see what they announced yesterday? That the Louisville Triple Crown and what running is not going to happen in 2020? It's done.
So what does that mean?
That means, you know, the...
Because you're the runner. How does this affect your life?
Well,
for me, this is not really a thing.
Okay.
Because of my sedentary lifestyle.
Right. There were thousands of people and runners who participated in this three-race series. It was the three races that led up to the KDF Mini and the marathon.
The roads.
So it was the
Papa John's 10-miler and then the thing,
the
right?
The 5K, and then you had a 10K, and then... You had the 10-miler there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, the 10-miler, and then separate was the mini and the marathon.
See, that's why it's too complicated.
Gosh. Yeah, the Anthem 5K, the Road City Run 10K, and the Papa John's 10-miler.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, the 2019 was the final year for the Triple Crown of running. After 35 years, it's been doing it for 35 years. They said lack of sponsors and dwindling attendance.
Participation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that stinks.
People are worn out.
I know.
They need a break.
I'm just guessing. Okay, you're guessing.
It sounds exhausting.
Like wow. When after 35 years of running all that, that's a lot of miles.
It sounds really
That's
exhausting.
A lot of miles.
He's tired.
I guess so. Anyways, yeah. Sad to see that go. That was fun.
Okay, well. We still have the mini and the marathon, right?
Yeah. Well, don't take that away from me.
All right, well, then it's good, right?
All
that's
right.
enough, right? Okay. I'm asking for a friend.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Not intimately involved in these things.
No.
I'm just...
No, I mean, I've got the fall run-a-thon coming up. So,
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
I've got that on the way.
Yeah,
so...
you've been amping it up a little bit.
So there's...
Like, you've been doing, I feel like, more races than typical.
Well, here's the thing. There's...
Have you been roped in by the...
You know who? Well, Suzanne, who works here in the building...
She's the running captain.
She kind of gets me involved in all this. And
did
like,
she sign you up and then tell you about it?
Well, tomorrow I'm doing the Parklands 5K.
Did she sign you up and tell you about it later?
And well, she told me about it first, and she was like, you know, I want you to do this. So, but anyways, yeah, I'm going to be out at the Parklands 5K. So that's tomorrow if you're in the area.
Has she made you a runner yet, Kat? Because I feel like she signed you up for one.
Well, okay, she asked me to run tomorrow, and I was like, sorry, going out of town. But she has done this to me, where like the day before, she tries to rope me in. I say no. Ben has no self-control.
She's really trying to like make a running like team.
And then she'll start to get you,
in the
Kelly.
Building.
She's
I already told her I shut that down.
Yeah, no. Kelly will never do it.
The people, Ben, are expecting a strong selfie game tomorrow from you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You have started to create a little little presents.
Okay, well, the only thing I was really wanting to talk about was the fact that the Triple Crown series of running is no longer. So there you are.
As we always do, we make it about you.
Sure. Okay. All right, coming up, it is the most wild meet cute you're ever going to hear. That's on the way. And then Florida making the show. Jonas Brothers, 99.7, DJX. You know, they're going to be a part of Nickelodeon's revival of all that, right?
I was unawares.
Oh, welcome to Get Burger, home of the Get Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I've got. Okay. And actually, LA is popping up a bunch of like good burger restaurants in anticipation of the premiere.
Sure, but
wait, you guys look familiar.
Yeah, we're in a band.
Oh no, that's not it. You're the guys who keep stealing the toilet paper out of the bathroom.
This show kills me. Wait. Just wait till the joke.
No, we're the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but why did you name your band the Jonas Brothers?
Because we're brothers.
Hang on.
And we all share the last name Jonas.
Good thing your name isn't Poopy.
Lucky us.
Stupid. But yeah, so all that obviously is going to be Nickelodeon again.
Good thing your last name's not Poopy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'd be the Poopy Brothers.
This sense of humor is like geared towards kids because it's on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But we're nailed it.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. Jonas Brothers, a part of the All That revival. And, you know, you're going to see, obviously, Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. And then I think it premieres tomorrow on Nickelodeon. So anyways.
You're going to be there for it? You sound like you're going to be there for it.
No.
No?
No.
Well, now I'm disappointed because I felt like you were really in it.
I don't know. I could say that I'm going to watch it, but I probably won't. Hey, guys, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Okay,
I'm in.
Great.
I'm all in on it.
I can't wait to
I'm
hear
all
the
in
report.
On it. I know. It'll be great.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Okay.
The most wild, bizarre, kind of dark meet cute you've ever heard coming up next.
DJX.
So this is kind of the most bizarre meet cute you're ever going to hear. This is from a Twitter user. Has over 250,000 retweets on this so far. So it starts off, my dad died.
Yikes.
Classic start to a funny story.
Classic start to a funny story?
He was buried in a small village in Sussex, England. I was really close to my dad, so I visited his grave a lot, and I still do. I always took flowers, and my mom visited a lot, and she always took flowers. My grandparents were still alive then, and they always took flowers. My dad's grave frequently resembled a solid third place at a flower show. I felt bad for the guy buried next to my dad.
Oh, gosh.
He never had flowers. Oh. He died, according to his gravestone, on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
At the age of 37.
This is so depressing.
No one left him flowers. And now there's a florist that's nearby, and so I started buying him flowers.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This Twitter user says, I started buying flowers for a deceased man I'd never met. It's
very, very sweet.
I did this for quite some time, he goes on. But I never mentioned it to anyone. It was a little private joke with myself. I was making the world a better place, one bunch of flowers at a time. I know it sounds weird, but I came to think of him as a friend.
I love that.
I wondered if there was some sort of hidden connection between us, something secretly drawing me to this 37-year-old who passed away on Christmas Day.
I feel like we're about to find out that answer is yes.
You know, maybe we went to the same school, played for the same football club or whatever. So I Googled his name, and 10 seconds later, I found him. His wife didn't leave him flowers because he murdered her on Christmas Day.
Oh, gosh.
After he did that, he got her parents, too. And after that, he did himself in.
Okay, so now we know why there's no flowers. There's no flowers. Take the flowers back. Take the flowers back. Take them back. Oh my gosh.
And he goes on, he says, that was why no one ever left him flowers. Okay. No one except me, of course. Yeah. And I left him flowers. Yeah, I left him flowers every couple weeks, every couple weeks for 2.5 years.
Oh my gosh.
And now all of a sudden he's like, I felt terrible for his wife and her parents. And now I wasn't even going to leave them flowers every couple weeks for 2.5 years. But
you go
find
the wife, you leave her flowers.
Yes.
And the parents find their graves and you go give them flowers.
Yes.
I'm upset.
I know.
I'm triggered.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
But I did feel like I owed them some sort of apology. So I found where they were buried.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I bought flowers.
Yes, all the flowers.
And drove to the cemetery. And as I was standing at their graves, mumbling apologies. Keep in mind, this is a meet cute.
Oh, I forgot. I literally forgot why we got on this epic journey.
A woman appeared behind me. She wanted to know who I was and why I was leaving flowers for her aunt.
There it is.
And grandparents.
I just got chills. I just got chills.
Yeah.
I explained what I'd done and what had happened, and she said, okay, that's weird, but quite sweet.
Yes.
I said, thank you. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I asked her out for a drink. She said yes. 2 years later, she said yes again when I asked her to marry me.
Oh my God!
Because that's how I met my wife.
Wow!
Isn't that the most bizarre meet cute you've ever heard in your life?
That's an, wow, that is a story to share with the kids.
Oh my gosh!
That is a story.
So I have no idea. Again, like, hopefully it's true, all this, but you never know on the internet, but... So we've tweeted that out, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I learned
some
lessons. I learned to, if you're going to leave flowers for a stranger...
Investigate, maybe?
Let's Google first.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Indeed.
And then, to meet his future wife?
Oh. In that way.
All right, so there you go.
Wow.
That's the most bizarre how did your parents meet story ever.
Yeah, how I met your mother?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a sitcom.
Hey, kids, gather around. Hey. I got a story for you.
Got a story for you.
It's kind of lengthy.
Yeah, at Taylor 99.7 DJX. Kat, tell us what you literally just told us.
This whole time...
Because we talk about Easter eggs and Taylor Swift and her dropping Easter eggs in different things that she does.
She had an epiphany just now.
So you know how they say Easter eggs, but in her tease for her song, Me, there were the chicks for the Dixie Chicks. Mm-hmm. So I thought that meant we were looking for literal Easter eggs, and I was upset that I could never find them.
Okay, this whole time she's like, everyone's finding them but me.
I'm looking all for these Easter eggs.
I'm looking for the decorated. They've got to be pastel colors.
I can't find them.
All sorts of designs.
Wow.
The term Easter egg has also been incorporated in movies.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Okay. Like in a lot of the Disney Pixar movies, there are Easter eggs, meaning references from
other movies. And references
in
to maybe
the franchise.
Future things that may be happening too.
It made sense why I wasn't finding them because Easter eggs are pastel, like you said, and everything that she's been putting out recently is pastel, so I thought they were blending in.
All right.
Good job.
No actual Easter eggs.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you know what? We learn. We learn together.
So much learning.
It's a learning community here.
Maybe there was one other person out there that thought like you.
On 99.7 DJX. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those dots got connected this morning.
And we're all on the same page.
There we go. And just like that. And speaking of Taylor Swift, we have... just learned that her new album's called Lover. It's out on 8/23, and she picked that day because those numerals add up to her lucky number in 13.
And she acknowledged that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
And which is nice.
Her new single dropped last night, You Need to Calm Down, which we'll play throughout the morning here and throughout the day. It's off of that new album. So there you go. A lot of Taylor Swift news here in the past few days.
A lot of Easter eggs.
Little Easter eggs.
There you go.
And now she knows.
Adorable. All right, Florida making the show. Coming up here in Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Typically, when we do shower stuff, it's when Kelly and I are awkwardly standing in the shower pondering life.
It was already awkward. You said when we do shower stuff. What kind of stuff are we doing?
Stuff.
Yeah,
we do shower stuff.
Not in front of me, please.
This is weird.
So Florida making the show. Courtesy of Byron, who he takes too many showers.
He takes too many showers?
And apparently his landlord is also his 70-year-old roommate. And so
That's
he was
convenient.
Yeah, getting ready to take a shower, and his roommate, his landlord said no. And so
I'm shutting down your shower game.
Yeah, because you take too many showers.
Like, how many are we talking?
So I, it doesn't say.
Well,
it doesn't
say. Throw out an accusation like that, then you have to back it up with the facts.
I'm right? guessing five a day.
Five would
that's
be
my guess. That's
right.
Excessive.
All right. That's okay. And so Byron said, "No, I'm going to take that shower." So they got into an argument, and then Byron put him in a headlock and scratched him.
Okay.
So
how old is Byron?
Byron's 48.
Okay.
So the 70-year-old Grandpa Savage came in for the fight.
Yeah, well, yeah. The 70-year-old
Byron attacked the 70-year-old.
Yeah, the 70-year-old is a landlord, his roommate. He said, no, you can't take any more showers. You're taking too many showers.
Byron doesn't like the word no.
That's
Yeah, Byron doesn't
strength.
Like the word no. And, you know, you take too many showers.
Okay. This is, we're gonna
the
have
water
to come
bill's
up.
Up.
Is that the, that's the landlord voice? All right.
Byron, you take too many showers.
Probably in New York or Little Italy.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Florida.
Oh, it's Florida. Okay.
Yeah, remember, it's Florida. So there you go, Florida
we
making the show.
We need to master a Florida accent. Do they have a Florida accent?
It would be like a stoner surfer vibe.
Hey, dude, hey. Brah, you take too many showers, brah. Dude.
Okay.
Waste some water, brah.
So,
or Hispanic like if we're like in South
Byron
Florida.
Got arrested on battery.
All right.
So there you go, Florida making the show.
Okay, maybe they
courtesy
shouldn't,
of Byron taking too many showers.
Maybe they shouldn't room together. It
maybe,
sounds like they have different
maybe
lifestyles.
That. You're right.
Yeah,
different lifestyles.
You know.
And here, you know what?
Not everyone's simpatico.
There you go, Florida.
Okay,
making the show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Take too many showers. It's like there's lots of roommate problems. Eating the food. Leaving stuff all around, taking too many showers?
That's one of them. That's one of them. All right, so coming up here, we're going to get you in on that trip down to Nashville. This is the last day to get on that trip to see Billie Eilish in concert. Plus, the new Taylor Swift song. We'll play that for you.
Bruh, don't miss out on Billie Eilish, dude.
You got it.
Bruh, don't miss out.
On DJX.
Awesome.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 51 outside. A little chilly. Going to get up to about 79, though, and some clouds. And then strong storms rolling in, probably southern Indiana. That is tomorrow. And then for Father's Day, 88 and some storms possible. All right. Good morning. It's 7:06. Feel good. We do this every hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. All for this feel good. I just want to play for you a dog that knows how to say hello.
Okay. Drop it on us.
Say hello.
It's a bull. It's a bull terrier. Ow. It's a bull terrier in England.
Say hello.
It's got an accent.
I know.
Hello.
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 Say hello. Hello.
That's all I wanted to do.
Is that great?
That I feel like the dog sounds like one of those commercials saying not to smoke or else you're going to sound like this.
Oh, yeah. A little. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe it's also a warning.
Yeah, maybe they need to just stop giving that dog cigarettes.
Sure. Don't smoke.
There you go.
Love that dog.
That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to play
that's
for
fun.
You the bull terrier from England who knows how to say hello.
Say hello.
That's all I wanted
that's
to say.
England's got talent right there.
There it is.
Britain's got talent.
All right, there you go. That's your feel good.
Okay.
So that's all I got for
that's
you.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, sure. All right, cool. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, Billie Eilish in Nashville. Get the word tour into the website, T-O-U-R, tour. Get that in, WDJX.com. Didn't you say that, Celine Dion broke some sort of record?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she ended her Vegas residency after 16 years.
Yeah.
She had two different shows in that span of time, and ticket sales were $681 million.
Ooh,
she's queen of the planet.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Celine Dion, the greatest singer in the world.
Okay. Is she British?
She's French Canadian.
Yeah, that's not British.
Yes. Well, I don't have a French accent. All right, that's as close as I can get.
That's up at WDGX.com. Plus, you can see the lyric video for Taylor's new song. You Need to Calm Down, which was released just last night. Of course, the music video is going to be released on, I think, the 17th, Monday. Is that Monday? Something like that?
Yeah.
But yeah, the next DJX All Access Summer is the special musical event in New York City to see Taylor Swift, okay?
Which we probably will never even find out about. So it's going to be up to you to tell us.
Yeah, I mean,
what was that like?
You may be blindfolded and shoved into the back of a trunk, and then when they take the blindfold off, it's like,
whoa! There's Taylor, and it's going to be probably very pastel-like.
Lots of Easter eggs, and hopefully your cats.
Glittery. Yeah, it's going to be probably
It's
going
to be a lot like that.
Yeah, a lot like that.
So yeah, DJX Pick Me for NYC, and details for that up at WDJX.com, or we can send you the link to enter a photo of how you're awesome.
Yeah. You can't spell awesome without me.
There you go.
Get it?
Yeah, exactly.
True story, also a lyric. Okay. We're not...
But yeah, you can you can get the link sent directly to you.
That you starts Monday, though.
Text us the word Taylor or you're Swift.
Eager. They're chomping at the bit.
I know. That starts on Monday.
Monday.
On 99.7 DJX. Coming up
on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I love it when you say that and then he says that. It's fun.
It's family secret.
I think you guys know where this is heading. I saw my dad there.
Okay. Where is dad?
Where's dad?
Special Father's Day edition of Family Secret.
Oh boy.
I miss him.
That is on the way here in about 15 minutes on Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX. Some new movies out this weekend. This movie that I just learned was even out. Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Chloe Sevigny, The Dead.
Sevigny, yes.
The Dead Don't Die.
In this peaceful town, on these quiet streets, something terrifying. Something horrifying.
Zombies.
Is coming.
Excuse me, we're closed.
Yeah, zombies. So, Bill Murray, Adam Driver, and...
What the hell was it?
They're police.
It's like really a zombie awful. Comedy, I think.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez is in it.
What was it, wild animals?
So, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
Yeah. And so, Selena was on the Tonight Show talking about it, and she, like, spoiler alert, apparently, she gets her...
She gets off?
Dismembered.
All right.
Yes.
So
right.
That's a movie out this weekend.
It's aggressive.
But Shaft.
But funny? I don't know.
Shaft is also out.
Oh, it's Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. I'm looking for...
Shaft?
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr., your son.
My son?
There you go.
Junior?
There it is. So
that sounds fun.
And then Men in Black International.
Yes.
That is out.
We are a rumor. Recognizable only as deja vu and dismissed just as quickly. Time to prove yourself, Agent M. We may have a problem in London.
Welcome to MIB.
Fergie.
Yes, absolutely. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Fergie's not in it. Yeah, no. She should be. I love it now.
So there you are. New movies out this weekend. The Dead Don't Die, Shaft, and Men in Black International.
By the way, you should see Chris Hemsworth up on the website, WDJX.com. So he's on Fallon. Of course, he's talking about promoting Men in Black.
Yeah.
He also talks about all those like set videos now that all the Avengers
sure,
are putting out right. there because sure. once they released like the spoiler alert gag order, they're like all the cast members are just flooding social media with all these videos from the set. And one that Chris shares is a never before seen clip of him in the trailer as depressed Thor.
Oh.
AKA Fat Thor, is singing.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. He's singing Johnny Cash.
All right.
And it's kind of great. So okay. you can see it. Yes. And then he says there is a big star that actually kind of convinced him to get into acting and want to become a big actor. And it's tied to that. You can find out. Something's going to dangle that carrot.
Oh, look at you. WDJX.com.
All right. And then it's also a free movie Friday. So keep that in mind. Your opportunity to pick up some free movies from Fandango. If you want them, Just give us a call now. 502-571-9970.
Right now? Spontaneous contest right
we'll
now?
We'll hook you up with those.
Look at that.
On Free Movie Friday here on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and Nate, what are you doing?
Working, actually.
All right. Well, Nate, congratulations, man. You're a winner.
Well, thank you.
What do you do for a living, Nate?
I'm a dining service coordinator.
Okay. Did you say a dinosaur coordinator?
Dinosaur service coordinator. I'm like a kitchen manager.
There you go. Gotcha.
That's different. That is a little bit different.
That's different than what I was thinking.
You're right.
I was thinking I was picturing you as Chris Pratt in Jurassic World.
I wish.
All right. Well, Nate, we've got for you Fandango, some movie passes from Fandango for you to enjoy a couple movies. All right?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
He's excited.
Another shot for you to win coming up just in the afternoon there.
I'm predicting he's going to be more of a Men in Black guy.
Men in Black?
Yes.
Shaft?
That's
Dead
what
Don't
I'm predicting.
Die?
I didn't ask, but I'm just predicting.
All right. Could be.
I'm hoping he'll call us back and let us know what he watched.
Yeah, let's hope that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, coming up, it is a Father's Day family secret.
I think you guys know where this is heading. I saw my dad there.
Where was dad?
Uh-oh. Where was dad?
I bet we're going to find out where dad was.
Okay, so that is on the way after Ava Max with Family Secrets on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every week right about this time, we offer our show as a little place for you to air out maybe a secret that you have. It is judgment-free. We try to
create a safe place.
Keep you in a safe place.
A circle of trust.
All right. All right. So, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Michelle, you've got a family secret.
Yes.
All right.
My dad has been going to the gym now for almost a year since my mom pointed out he needed to be in shape, which was already an awkward enough conversation.
Yes. Hey, you know what? Been there.
That is brutal honesty.
All right.
It is. And he's losing a lot of weight, and he looks amazing. He was awesome. He works out every evening after work.
Cool. That's good.
Yes. Now, side note, last night my girlfriends and I wanted to try a new workout at class, so we decided to try pole dancing class.
A pole dancing workout class?
Yes.
No, I've actually heard of these. That's cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It honestly looked pretty fun and a little scandalous, but it, like you said, it's actually a workout. I think you guys know where this is heading. I saw my dad there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No.
You saw your dad at the pole dancing class?
I saw my dad there, yes.
Like twirling around a pole?
Okay. Yes.
So did you stay in the class?
No. I immediately walked out after seeing him doing, twists and tricks and stretching his bodies in ways that, I can't even really erase, you know?
Did he see you?
No.
Oh,
he must have been getting there early to practice.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I don't know. I'm like, do I tell my mom this? You know, that this has been his workout. Should I wait? I'm just not trying to ruin Father's Day or anything.
Wow. Okay. So.
Well, you know what? I feel like we don't ask how the sausage is made. We just enjoy the sausage.
Enjoy the sausage. Listen, you like my new fit body? Let's not ask how I got it.
Hey, Michelle, maybe mom would appreciate it and would like to see the show too. Hey.
Maybe we get mom in the class. Maybe they pole dance together.
Hang on. Michelle said that she was going too, so maybe
it's family pole dancers.
Oh, no. Yes.
This could be amazing bonding experiences.
Okay. So, we got a lot of people texting in at 502-571-9970, and some people are saying, who's to say your mom doesn't already know that this is happening?
Yeah, maybe. So, maybe she signed him up.
Maybe.
Oh, my.
Maybe.
All right.
Don't tell the kids.
Thank you for the secret. That's wonderful. I hope he has a wonderful Father's Day. You better give him something nice. Tell him you love him.
Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. I'd love to see that. Greg.
I've got pictures in my head.
Greg texts in and says, a workout's a workout if he likes it. Get him in shape. It improves his health.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Another text that just says, I wouldn't tell that secret. Again, don't worry how the sausage is made.
Right.
Enjoy that sauce. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Family secret. Her dad doing stripper pole workouts. Yeah. And you know what? You
it's let working
him,
for him.
You let his freak flag fly.
Yes. Sounds like he's slaying the game.
Yes.
Randy texts in and says, hey, just give him some new nipple tassels for Father's Day and a little wink. God. Here you go, Dad. Happy Father's Day. Wink. I like that.
Wow.
Russ
statement.
Texts in and says, LMAO, hashtag family game night. Sure.
What kind
I like
of game
that
are we
too.
Playing?
Strip poker.
Oh, God.
Stripper pole poker.
That's weird. Oh, God. I don't know.
Another text from a listener that's like, hey, you know, I don't see the big deal. Pole dancing takes a lot of skill, athleticism, and creativity.
Obviously, it does.
It's done wonders for his physique, and that's what the daughter should focus on.
It's like core work, right?
It's works like out the core. Hold yourself upside down or something.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, hashtag fitness.
Yes.
Hashtag fit father. Fitness. Hashtag hot dad bod.
Hashtag dad bod.
Hashtag all the
hashtag
father
dad
stuff.
Bod spinning on the pole.
That's right.
Yes.
This is a win-win. I don't see the problem. I feel like it's good. It's fine. Did we help?
Well,
I feel like we did.
What was her name? Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle's father coming to the stage.
Oh, my God.
Ladies, you better get those dollars out for...
Papa don't preach.
Papa don't preach.
Yeah, then the whole family needs stripper names.
I love it. Megan texts in, best family secret ever. I'm dying, LOL. Yeah, you know, hey.
Great.
You know, that's a gift that keeps on giving right
Absolutely.
There.
And to the class that is offering this, I feel like you offer dads a special.
Yeah.
This weekend to sign up. This
For
is an
sure.
opportunity. Maybe you're missing a niche.
Am I missing something where...
Yes. Yes, Ben.
Do firefighters take pole dancing classes?
They should. They 1,000% should.
Because don't firefighters still, most firehouses still have a pole, right?
Yes, I think so.
And
Absolutely.
This is why they're so hot.
I feel like they take turns.
That's why they're hot.
They're so hot.
Let's see some workout videos from the firehouse. I think this could be a new thing.
Another text from a listener. I just want to know if he wears heels when he does it. Hey, listen, let's not worry about that.
I don't think so.
Let's not worry about that.
Necessary.
Let him wear what he wants, friends.
I mean... I feel like he is, again, it's core.
Yeah.
It's all about the core.
Yeah. All right. Brent texts in and says, don't hate, appreciate.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we are.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Appreciate.
All right. There you are. That's family secrets.
Go, Dad. High five.
Ben, are you going to stop running and go to pole dancing class?
I feel like we need to see that. Oh, yeah. Come on now. With your little black shorts, you got your black socks up to your calf. You get your, you know.
Come on,
you got your little, get your tank top on. Get your sweatbands on.
Who does have a... pole dancing class. I don't know.
This is the opportunity.
This is the opportunity.
571-9970.
Right. Okay. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I didn't think that we would spend a half an hour talking about dads on stripper poles, but here we are.
I did.
But here we are. family secret from Michelle was that she walked in on her dad taking a stripper pole class.
Gosh, you needed to finish that faster.
Walked
you in. Finish that sentence faster.
Oh, Judy texts in and says, hey, I just hope this guy's wearing compression shorts or something to hold everything in place.
Yeah, hold stuff. Hold stuff together.
Yeah.
I mean,
in place.
Throw everything off balance. My gosh. Someone texts in and says, hey, there's a pole dancing place off of Plantside Drive next to Subway.
Well, there you go.
We found it.
I think we found it. We're gonna find out the class schedule.
You get your foot long, then you go and do your pole dancing. It's all good. It's all good. Tina from Shelbyville.
Hi, what's up?
Girl, you guys don't even know. I was about to lose my ever-loving mind. I got a lot of stress going on right now, and you guys are freaking killing me.
So, Tina, do you have any experience on a stripper pole?
Well, actually, I do.
Atta girl.
You're a hero.
My niece's, I'm like my niece's mom person, her mom died when she was little, so I'm her mom person. And we did her bachelorette party at Nashville, and there's this place called Misfit Academy.
Okay.
Misfit? Okay.
And pole dancing classes.
Oh, wow.
That is excellent.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? I'm sure it does take a lot of core strength to do that.
That's hard.
All right,
Tina.
Oh, my God.
It is so hard.
All right. I get it.
I love Tina because she's saying
it. I get it. Yeah. Mindy She could have walked in on her dad doing much worse.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Kudos to dad for staying fit. Keep on rocking that pole.
Hashtag fun fitness. Hashtag fun dad.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that we, a lot of times, we champion the misfits, the little guys, the people who don't have the support of the community behind them.
Are we the land of misfit listeners?
Maybe. Maybe.
Are we the misfits too?
Maybe. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we champion all those people who don't have a microphone to shout from the rooftops, I'm a dad and I want to do stripper poles.
We are your voice.
Yes.
All right.
We get a Facebook comment from Janet that says, not a big deal. My mother-in-law does pole dancing classes as a workout and has her own pole installed in her house.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Now I'm going to need to see pictures of everyone's stripper poles in their house.
Dad's on stripper poles.
I need to see it.
All right, that is Family Secret on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or on your Alexa. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that. Get to a text from Shannon, who says, I've been sitting in traffic for over an hour, and I could not think of a better radio station to listen to during that time period. You guys crack me up on the daily, and I love you so much for that.
I'm going to cry.
That's very nice,
I
Shannon.
Love you.
Hey, can you tell us? Can you tell that to our boss?
Yeah. So there you go. Thank you. I know the traffic's kind of a mess right now, so hopefully we can be a little bit entertaining during that time while you're just sitting there.
We're so glad we're not on the road when there's actually people on the
road. Oh my gosh, yeah. I couldn't handle it. I don't know how you guys do it.
Oh my.
All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. This ride up your alley, Kelly.
Yeah.
Tony Stark's cabin.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh my God.
But, no, I know. He's what? He's the rocket guy, right?
Are you talking about
Iron Man? In the Iron
sir?
Man?
Sir, we don't call him Rocket Man.
Oh, God.
That's different.
All right, fine.
It's different.
Anyways, you can stay in Tony Stark's cabin in the, portrayed in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, the cabin portrayed itself in Avengers Endgame.
It's a weekend getaway there on Airbnb, and so it's right outside of Georgia, or Fairborn, Georgia. So
yeah, it's about a half an hour from Atlanta, and it's amazing. Hey. And it's pretty prominent in several scenes, spoiler alert,
okay,
in Avengers Endgame.
All right.
And you can be there. It's like $800 a night now, last I checked.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to jack the price up because I'm sure everybody wants to stay there.
Once
so.
It was discovered and it got famous,
yep,
it went up a little bit, but worth it. It looks awesome.
Okay.
It's driving distance.
Absolutely.
For sure. So, yeah, you can stay in Tony Stark's cabin.
I'm there.
So, all you have to do is, I guess, what? Look it up on Airbnb and get it there?
Yes. It's up at WDJX.com.
All right.
Got the link.
Cool.
For you. You can
WDJX.com. That is your feel good on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. In about 1 hour from right now, another opportunity for you to get in on the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Get down to Nashville, see Billie Eilish June 21st on 99.7 DJX. All this week, right about 8:15, we've been doing dad jokes for steak and suds. That is preferred meats, tomahawk steak for your dad, along with car washes from Mike's Car Wash. So you give us your best dad joke, and you could win based on just, I guess, how... Yeah, I mean, you can even roll into Kelly being how tickled she is on it, or but you just got to get the majority vote. All right.
Okay.
So 502-571-9970. You can call in your dad joke and maybe win some steak and suds. Zach texts us. Now you can't win by texting, but Zach texts us a good start, and he says, "How do you tell the difference between a girl ant and a boy ant? You put them in water. If it sinks, it's a girl. If it floats, it's boy ant."
Okay.
I get it.
All right. Okay, we're warming up.
What?
That's the warm-up act.
Zach gave us another one.
That's the opening act.
What type?
Zach gave us a lot.
What type of fruit grows on calendars?
I don't know. What kind of fruit grows on calendars?
Dates.
Yes! There we go. Now we're here, Zach.
All right.
Now we're here for that. I'm here for all that.
All right, so 502-571-9970. It's your dad jokes, and we'll do it after Halsey on 99... It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. dad jokes all week. 8:15, steak and suds. Got Shannon, Tori, and Star on the phone. Shannon.
Okay, so there's this duck, and it goes into the grocery store, okay? And he picks up some groceries and some grapes and things, and he goes to the cashier, and she's like, that'll be $4. So he, like, searches all over himself, and he can't find any money. He's like, can you just put it on my bill?
Shannon, hang on a second.
You got to go with it. You got to be with the story.
Hang on, hang on.
Story.
Good start. Good start. Hang on a second. All right.
Okay.
Tori.
Yes.
Tori, let's hear your dad joke.
What do you call a nosy pepper?
I'm sorry. What did you say? Nosy hooker?
Pepper.
Pepper. A nosy pepper.
A nosy pepper.
Yeah.
I heard
all right.
Pepper.
All right. So, yeah. What do you call a nosy pepper?
Yes. Haul up in your business.
Haul up in your business. Okay, Tori, hang on a second. Hang on, Tori. Star. Star, let me hear your dad joke.
How do you make a tissue dance?
How do you make a tissue dance?
You put a little boogie in it.
Yeah, put a little boogie in it.
All right, Star, hang on. We've got a really hard choice here. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. All right, so the duck bill?
Boogie.
The
I want boogie.
The jalapeno in your business? The
boogie.
Want the boogie?
Come on, I want the boogie.
You're picking the winner.
Boogie. Boogie in the tissue.
All right. So Kelly picks boogie. What do you pick?
Jalapeno business.
You like jalapeno business? Oh, boy.
Ben, it's up to
you.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Yeah,
it's
I guess.
Benji.
Well, see, I would have not picked either, so I'm just going to.
Oh, wow.
So that would have been a three-way tie, but we can't do that. So we're just going to. Hey, Star.
Yes.
All right. Put a little boogie in it. You got it.
Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And happy Father's Day to all.
I got to share Stephanie's. So a dad says, the furniture store won't stop calling me. All I wanted was one night stand.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do coming up is.
Oh, no, we can't.
We're going to do our Father's Day dad joke edition of You Laugh, You Lose. It's between Kelly and I.
Oh, gosh. We just watched what happened. We know Kelly's going to lose.
Well,
this is bad.
And so the object is that we are going to toss out our one-liners, and whoever laughs first loses.
All right?
So that is coming up.
This is not good.
On Jonas Brothers, 99.7, DJ X. Of course, they're going to be on the, I think, premiere of All That, the Nickelodeon show, you know, that's kind of been revived, and it's out tomorrow. It premieres tomorrow, but I think they've got like a little guest appearance on the show. And it's,
you're tickled by this.
I am.
You were making me think you might actually watch it. Like, I know you won't, but
I probably won't.
I feel like you would.
Oh, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah, right.
Sure, but
wait. You guys look familiar.
We're in a band.
Oh, no, that's not it. You're the guys that keep stealing the toilet paper out of the bathroom.
No, we're the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but why did you name your band the Jonas Brothers?
Because we're brothers.
And we all share the last name Jonas.
Genius.
This is...
Genius.
Yes.
Good thing your name isn't Poopy.
Nothing but jokes.
I'm Nick Poopy. That's Joe Poopy. That's Kevin Poopy.
And our bonus Poopy, Frankie.
Frankie the bonus Poopy.
Frankie the bonus Poopy. 99.7 DJX. All right.
I am not going to survive this game.
Coming up next,
I'm not.
We're dusting this bit off.
Oh, gosh.
It's a Ben versus Kelly exclusive.
I'm going down.
You laugh, you lose. All the way after Khalid. DJ 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're dusting this bit off. It's been a minute since we've done this, but it is a Ben versus Kelly in You Laugh, You Lose.
The object of the game is to tell jokes, and you cannot laugh. The first person that laughs is out, the loser.
All right, so Kat has it lucky this round. She's going to be filming, so she is able to just laugh at will.
And we know if I laugh, laughing's contagious.
Okay, all right.
Looking all right. at you, Kelly.
Okay, so it's...
I'm already at a disadvantage because he's been getting me all week.
Ben versus Kelly. You laugh, you lose.
Already at a disadvantage.
Round one.
Okay.
Here we go.
You start off.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
All right. When I found out my toaster wasn't waterproof, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
You laugh, you lose.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school? Bye, son.
Well done.
Shout out to my son for that one. Shout out.
Kelly, what do you call fake potatoes?
I don't know.
Imitators.
Mm-hmm. What do you, where do you learn to make ice cream?
Where do you learn to make ice cream?
Sunday school.
Very good. Very good. Why does a duck have tail feathers?
Why does a duck have tail feathers?
Because it covers his butt quack.
Hold it in. Hold it in.
A little physically painful. Hey, my husband keeps telling me to stop pretending to be butter.
Yeah?
But I'm on a roll now.
Okay. Hey, what weighs less than blue?
What weigh is less than blue?
Light blue.
Uh-huh. What's red? What's red and smells like blue paint?
What is red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
You know, I applied for a job as a carpenter the other day.
Yeah?
I think I nailed it.
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? Asking for a friend.
You laugh, you lose. These are bad.
Yeah.
Why did the tomato blush?
Oh, you almost lost it. Why did the tomato blush?
Saw the salad dressing.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
One. Forrest won.
You almost lost it on your own.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm perfectly fine.
You know Head and Shoulders?
Uh-huh.
Should make a body wash. Call it Knees and Toes.
That was bad.
Why did the coffee go to the police?
Why?
It got mugged.
Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
They're really good at it.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are good at that. They are good at that. Yeah. That is what they are good at. What's red and bad for your teeth?
What is red and bad for your teeth?
A brick.
That almost got me.
I really thought that was the one. That was the one that was going to do it. That was going to be the final nail in the coffin.
That almost got me. What happens when frogs park their vehicles illegally?
What happens when frogs park their vehicles illegally?
They get towed.
Oh. I hear it's easy to get ladies not to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
It's more difficult to deter gents, though.
All right. All right, we're pulling out the heavy guns here. All right, here we go. Okay. You laugh, you lose. Okay. Ben versus Kelly. You know, I scared the mailman today by showing up to the door completely naked.
That is a true story, isn't it?
I'm not sure what scared him more. The fact that I was naked, or that I knew where he lived.
You're biting your teeth down. Kelly's crying.
Children are like farts.
Yeah?
Your own are just about bearable, but everyone else's are horrendous.
My boss is threatening to fire the employee with the worst posture.
Yeah.
I have a hunch it might be me.
Kelly's physically holding in, trying so hard.
Have you seen that new movie, Constipated? It's not come out yet.
All right. Well done.
Kelly's on the floor.
Kelly, What did a guy say to another guy?
What did a guy say to another guy?
When they were about to submit a pamphlet?
When they were about to submit, I don't know.
Bro, sure. She stood up, guys. She stood up. She's getting in her power stance.
Ooh, that power stance, though. Look at those legs.
All right.
Work it, girl.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up at some point.
God, how many more do we have? You know what's really odd?
What?
Numbers that aren't divisible by two.
Okay. What do you call a pencil without lead?
What do you call a pencil without lead?
Pointless.
Okay. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? He woke up. Come on.
You know, a guy sees an ad for a $50 cruise on Craigslist. Despite his better judgment, he grabs some cash, makes his way to the address. Given in the ad, he opens the door to a small office, knocked unconscious from behind. Wakes up tied to a barrel floating in the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
Oh, well, this sucks, he thinks out loud. Second guy floats by and also tied to a barrel. Tell me about it. It's worse than last year.
Wow, that took a long time. It was a journey.
I still don't get that.
I think I bailed halfway through.
All right, explain me later.
Oh, God. What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
Okay.
Come on, let's just end it. Just end it.
You win.
End
you
it.
You win. Gosh.
Come on. The brick
the
was
brick.
Supposed to shut you down.
Tell me the brick went again. Tell me the brick went again.
It was supposed to shut you down. Okay, here's the brick went again. Hang on. I gotta find it. Where is it? Oh, what's red and bad for your teeth?
What's
red? A brick! It's a brick!
All right,
come
there
on.
It is. Kelly
oh,
K.
God.
Joke supremacy
it
right
was
there.
Physically painful.
Well done.
Physically painful.
Well done.
It hurts.
You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, on the way here in just about 10-15 minutes. Another opportunity for you to get in on that trip with the DJX All Access Summer down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish with her show on June 21st, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Quick sports update. Sports. By now, you probably know that the Toronto Raptors are the first Canadian NBA championship team there.
I was 10 years old when I learned that.
All right. They beat the Golden State Warriors, two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors, 114-110 last night, game 6, NBA Finals.
Oh, my son will be upset. He's a Steph Curry fan.
Oh, well.
That's why I was marginally invested.
Okay. Speaking of basketball, John Calipari. Coach Cal is going to be a cat forever.
Yeah, basically. He just signed a new 10-year contract, but that basically means forever and forever and forever.
Yeah, 10-year through 2029, $86 million.
Oh, wow. I wish I had learned how to coach basketball.
So, yeah, that's Kentucky coach John Calipari staying with the Wildcats for the foreseeable future.
Or I wish our jobs were valued like basketball coaches.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
Can we interest you in a 10-year, $86 million contract?
Contract negotiation time, Ben and Kelly. We're going to pay you more than just downloads of music.
Oh, free coupons to Wendy's
We're
are
going
great,
to give
but
you Wendy's coupons.
I suppose that'll work
for your payment.
But yeah, so there you go. Coach Cal is a Wildcat for at least 10 years.
Sidebar,
10 more years.
My husband and my son just went to a father-son basketball camp there, and Coach Cal like hung out with them like the whole time.
Whoa.
Like all that, yeah, it stayed, and it was really cool talking to all the dads and the sons, and it was a great experience. So
and. We
can't for life.
Give cat news without card news. So on Sunday, it is the Road to Omaha.
Road to Omaha. Baseball. Baseball guys.
Hey, taking on Vanderbilt. Noon on Sunday. So there you go. That is this weekend.
Sunday.
You boys. Baseball. Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like that's what they need to do with the
that is
announcing.
Your...
Why haven't they called us to be the baseball
you're right.
announcers?
You're right. They should. They
like
should.
We're qualified for that. Sunday. Welcome to the baseball stadium. Right?
That's your sports that? News. Yeah. You know, when you want sports, you come to the Sports Authority.
Wait,
that
we
is...
just whipped our sports out.
That is us.
Yeah.
99.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7. DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer.
When making your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
All right, get smile into the website.
Smile. S-M-I-L-E, smile.
There you go. Last day for this. So smile as you put that into the website, and you could be smiling as you have two tickets to Billie Eilish's June 21st show down in Nashville.
It's going to be fun and upbeat.
Thank you. Yeah. Billie Eilish.
Yes.
She smiles a lot.
For sure. So there you go. Smile, WDGX.com. Get that in, and then you could be on your way down to Nashville with a hotel stay and two tickets to her show. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So this 12-year-old, Ella, she's got a blood disorder. And she's been in and out of the hospital. She's been basically in and out of the hospital since she was 7. She's 12 now, right?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, she obviously has been hooked up to a lot of IVs and all that stuff. So one of the things that she decided to do was make it a little bit more kid-friendly. And so she developed the Medi Teddy.
The Medi Teddy?
The Medi Teddy it's a little teddy bear that hangs in front of the IV bag. And so
it doesn't make it so
scary looking. It looks like it's just a little teddy bear hanging on the IV.
Is there an age limit on these? Because I'm scared of IVs and I cry every time. I think we all need one.
No, I feel like you need a Medi Teddy.
Yeah,
everybody needs a Medi Teddy.
So they patented, Ella and her family patented the design, Medi Teddy. They found a manufacturing company for a product.
And every hospital needs to buy it.
For sure. Yes. And they announced on a GoFundMe page that actually they received enough donations for her to place her first order of 500 Medi Teddies.
Yes. Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And they will be distributed at no cost to children in need.
Yes. I love that. Look at that little Ella.
So yeah, it just hides the IV bag to make the experience more, you know, I guess, non-scary.
And you know what? It takes, like, out of the mind of a child that's going through that and knows exactly what that feels like to come up with some sort of a genius idea like that. That's fantastic.
Aww. For sure. So here's to you, Ella, doing big things.
And your Medi Teddy. It's a cute little name, too.
Love that. That's your Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. Again, you can see her down in Nashville. Just get the word smile into the website. S-M-I-L-E. Get that in. And you can be headed down to Nashville June 21st for her show with a hotel stay. And a couple tickets in your hand for that. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. So just announced, Chris Harrison tweeted, Bachelor in Paradise returning August 5th.
OMG. Yeah. With your carrot that you're dangling, Chris Harrison.
Who's in it? Who's in it,
Ben? Now they released the
cast list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they did a couple days ago. So there are several, and you're going to have to explain these people to me.
This is, you don't know any of them.
I don't know any of them. No. Like Hannah Godwin.
Yes, Hannah G. She was the one that I think everyone was thinking should be Colton's bachelorette.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. And so kind.
Dylan Barber, Tasia Adams.
Yeah, Tasia was good. Yeah, she was good.
Jordan Kimball in Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, come on now. He's the model.
He was in Bachelor in Paradise last summer, too. Okay. But he was, like, engaged at the end of it, and then it broke off. So they're bringing him back.
Yeah, okay. Great. Demi Burnett.
Yep.
Blake Porson.
That's expected.
Kaylin Miller Keys.
Okay. Yes. Now, she was another one that I thought was in the running to be Bachelorette, and I thought probably should have been chosen. She was like the other beauty queen that was like beefing with Hannah B, who is now the Bachelorette.
Wow. Yeah. So many letters.
I know.
Nicole Lopez Alvar.
Okay.
Connor Selly. Saley?
All right.
Connor Saley. Cam Ayala. I don't even know his name.
All right. Now it's
Anika.
Fading.
Yeah. Okay. John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney L. Christina S. Are there any of these?
No. Some of these Kevin guys F. they're naming are from Hannah's season currently. But even if though they just got kicked off like on Monday or Tuesday night, because it's officially been live on TV, now they can announce that they're in Bachelor in Paradise, even though that was recorded.
Gotcha.
Long ago, you know?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Bibiana Julian.
All right.
Box Joe B.
Bibiana was also in Bachelor in Paradise last summer, so it's kind of weird they keep bringing the same people back.
All right.
Okay, so that looks like that's the majority.
I'm going to admit that I don't think I've ever really spent any time watching The Bachelor in Paradise. Was that your jam?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, I can already call a couple right now that's going to happen that everybody wants. We need Demi and Jordan to get together because they're both obnoxious AF.
But Jordan can't date anyone other than himself, right?
But Demi because can't date anyone other than herself.
Okay. So that's why they're going to be perfect together?
All right. Well, that's great. So Bachelor in Paradise returns to ABC on August 5th.
Kudos to you for hanging through that.
I was starting to pass out.
I mean, you were kind of like what we are with most sports stories.
Listen.
So, yeah.
He's used to it with girls.
Bachelor in Paradise! Coming!
Back,
yeah.
Sports fans.
Yeah. Welcome back! So, there you go. BachelorInParadise.com.
Now you can bring Guy Fieri's award-winning barbecue to your next office event with Guy Fieri's Smokehouse Catering. Just imagine that mouth-watering barbecue prepared for your crew of any size, with side dishes, and delivered to your door. Use Grubhub or call to place your...
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Taylor Swift's new song, You Need to Calm Down, here in just a sec. Of course, that was released last night. She had the announcement that her new album, Lover, is going to have 18 songs for one, but then that was a part of the Instagram Live thing that she was promoting, which broke Instagram.
Sure, a lot of people like, tuned in then, huh?
You couldn't get on Instagram at that time. It was unable to refresh, all that stuff, so everybody was kind of freaking out about Taylor.
Was everybody able to watch it? If you were watching, did it like shut down?
You were watching, and then I think you could, like, there were so many people that were watching. Anybody who tried to get on, then it was like on.
So it's like once you're in the club, it's once like one in, one out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't able to watch it. I couldn't even get on. So
did you try? That's so sweet.
But
you
Taylor, she talked about her album coming out on August 23rd.
The album is called Lover. It's coming out August 23rd. And an easy way to remember that date is that August is the eighth month, and then 23, 2 plus 3. So you just add it all together. 8 plus 2 plus 3 equals I'm obnoxious.
Okay.
13. That's her favorite number.
Favorite number.
Okay.
All right, Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. You can see the lyric video right now at WDJX.com. 99.7 DJX.
Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things. No one knows about you. About you. About you. About you. And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true. I'm a sucker for you.
sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
And Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Quick setting the bar story. Small example of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your great grandpa's car because you want candy, you're doing okay.
Should I say
he's a 4-year-old?
4-year-old boy who went on a bit of a joyride through part of Blaine. He took his grandpa's keys and drove to a nearby gas station.
Yeah.
Back the truck up. Literally. Oh, wow. How did he do that? He's 4.
Yeah, Sebastian is 4. He just needed some Reese's real bad.
And how fast were you going? Do you know?
I hit this gas brake and like that.
Yeah, he hit the gas brake just precious. Like that.
Oh, my God.
And what were you, where were you going?
To the gas station.
Why?
How come?
Because I want to have Reese's.
He wanted Reese's. He wanted Reese's.
When you're hangry,
yeah,
and you're 4.
To answer your question.
Tuesday morning, about 8:30, Sebastian put a real scare into his family when he took off in the SUV.
How do you get him going?
How do you get the keys, son?
Sebastian demonstrated how he pulled it off using great-grandpa Roy's walker.
Yeah.
He climbed up the walker?
Yep.
To grab the keys from wall hooks.
Oh, my gosh.
And when no one was watching, he bounded into the driver's seat and was off.
Now, he hit several.
He's driving an SUV?
Mailboxes were hit. Dinged a tree. No one was hurt, so.
How did his foot hit the pedal? He's so small.
Yeah, logistically, I'm having a hard time connecting those dots. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Sebastian managed to do it.
He's a big 4-year-old, maybe.
Cal, listen, they need to kind of nip this penchant for crime early.
Grand Theft Auto?
At 4, this is kind of like the perfect crime already. I feel like I'd be concerned.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, setting the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your grandpa's car because you want candy. Oh
the it's only hilarious thing, and terrifying.
The only thing that would have made it better is, I want candy, playing in the background.
Sure.
On the radio, absolutely. For sure. All right, so guys, have a good one on this weekend. Make sure you call your dad, wish him a happy Father's Day. Or whoever you choose to call your father, whether it's your biological father or whoever.
I'm not going to call you my father, but I will wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, well, thank you. that's awkward.
Sorry. Weird timing.
Tonight, Kelly and I will be in and part of the Kentuckiana Pride Parade. That's kicking off at 7 o'clock, making its way towards the Big Four Bridge. So hope to see you out there. Tomorrow, I'm going to be emceeing the start to the Parklands 5K race.
Hashtag runner life.
Hashtag runner life. Yeah.
So. I'll be at the Sprint store from 4 to 6 today.
All right. Hey. So yeah, come out.
Tour.
Give Woo! High fives and all that stuff. We'd love to see you. Have a good one. We'll talk.